奉主耶稣圣名继续来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible.
今天下午用敬虔和真理的联系做题目来查考提多书。
This afternoon, we like to use the connection between godliness and the truth as our topic of study for the book of Titus.
因为我们从明天开始读经要读提多书。
For starting tomorrow, our Bible reading schedule will lead us to the book of Titus.
因为提多书它接在提摩太后书之后，所以提摩太前后书提多书称为教牧书信。
And because the book of Titus is situated after the 2 Timothy, so 1 and 2 Timothy along with the book of Titus are pastoral books.
那一般我们在查考这三卷的时候，通常如果讲完提摩太前后书之后，提多书一般都被跳过去，很少再很详细的查考。
Normally, when we speak of the 1 and 2 Timothy, afterwards we usually skip the book of Titus.
因为很多时候你会觉得说，哎，它跟提摩太前书差不多。
Many times we feel that the book of Titus is similar to that of Timothy.
那有些道理好像在提摩太前书都已经讲过的。
A lot of teachings have been iterated in the book of Timothy.
所以这三卷所谓的教牧书信最不熟悉的应该就是提多书。
So among the three pastoral books, perhaps the book that we are most unfamiliar is the book of Titus.
但其实提多书它跟提摩太前后书是一样，它都有它要强调的主题。
But in fact, the book of Titus, like the 1 and 2 Timothy, has its own focus.
它性质是一样，因为它是保罗写给提多这个人的信。
The nature of the book is similar, for it is an epistle from Apostle Paul to this person by the name of Titus.
所以现在提多他也是一个年轻的传道人，他是接续保罗要继续做牧养教会的工作。
Titus is also a worker of God. He was to continue on the work of Apostle Paul to pastor the church.
在这一卷书里面，我们看到保罗他用一个前辈的身份，他教导年轻的一代要怎么样来教导信徒纯正的道理。
As a elderly or senior worker of God, in the book of Titus instructed the young worker Titus as to how to lead and pastor and teach the members of the church.
那要在教会里面设立工人来建设一个成熟的教会。
And to appoint workers of God in the church to establish the work of the church.
这卷书里面它强调两个主题，就是敬虔和真理。
This book stresses two focus, that is the truth and godliness.
那这个敬虔的道理需要在一个真理化的生活当中来实行出来。
A godly teaching must be carried out in our daily lives.
所以提多书它基本上它的重点，它强调的主题就是要能够在过一个敬虔的生活当中实现真理。
So the focus of the book of Titus is to reveal the truth by leading a godly life.
是实践哦，是 practice， 就是把这个道理真的实行在我们敬虔的生活当中。
And it's to practice the truth in our daily lives.
那所以这一卷书它基本上在讲到我们的生活。
So this book talks about our lives.
所以你说敬虔跟真理的联系在哪里？就是我们的生活。
So how is godliness connected with the truth? It is connected in our lives.
所以这卷书呢，其实我们如果仔细读呢，我们发现我们的生活真的可以真理化。
So if we study this book in detail, then we can find that we can live a life of truth.
不管我们是在什么样的年龄层，我们是什么样的性别，我们是什么样的社会阶层，都无所谓。
No matter what age or gender or social status we hold, it does not matter.
我们在真理的指导底下，我们每一个人都能够成为耶稣基督的见证人，我们也能够在真理当中体现这个真理所带给我们的所有的属灵的福气。
And under the guidance of the truth, we can reveal the blessings of God and live a life of godliness.
那这个 提多书啊，他写作的时间基本上跟提摩太前书差不多同一个时间的。
And so the time in which the book of Titus was written was about the same as 1 Timothy.
一般他们相信是在主后63年到66年之间的一段时间，保罗所写的。
Typically, we believe that it was written around 63 to 66 AD.
那提多这个人，那应该是保罗所带来信主的。
And so Titus is a member who was brought to Jesus by Paul.
哦，那个提多书第一章第四节，我们先看。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节说：“现在我写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道做我真儿子的。”
For to Titus a true son in our common faith.
哦，这是借着他的共信之道，他说成为我真儿子，是因着福音所生的孩子的。
So this is a son of Paul that was born through the gospel.
那因为提多书里面，他这些有一些。提多这个人在《使徒行传》里面基本上是没有被提出来的。
So the name of Titus was not mentioned in the book of Acts.
但是从保罗他的书信里面呢、啊，他就在几个地方他一直提到提多这个人物。
But from different epistles of Paul, regularly mentioned this individual Titus.
我们现在看一下加泰书第二章。
Let's turn to book of Galatians.
加泰书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第一节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 1.
先来了解提多这个人的背景。
Let's come to understand the background of Titus.
加拉太书二章一节说，过了14年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。
Verse 1, then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me.
那这个提到提多跟保罗跟巴拿巴一起去耶路撒冷，就是在使徒行传十五章所记载的，他们到耶路撒冷去开会那一次的事件。
And so this,
提多是一起去的人。
And so this going up to Jerusalem is recorded in the book of Acts chapter
15.
Chapter 15, the first council of Jerusalem, and Titus was among the party with Paul.
第二节说，我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，却是背地里对那有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
Verse 2, and I went up by revelation and communicated with them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain.
因为当时候有一些从犹太教的背景来信主的人，强调外邦的归信的基督徒呢，需要行割礼守律法。
At the time, the Jewish community who have came to believe in Christ, they believe that the Gentiles must undergo circumcision in order to be saved.
就在当时候，教会造成一个混乱，所以教会决定应该开一个会议，所以就派保罗、巴拿巴呢，他们上耶路撒冷去开会，找出一个解决的方案。
And at the time, such issue caused much chaos in the church, so the council decided to hold a meeting at Jerusalem, and Paul, along with Barnabas, was sent to this meeting.
所以基本上他是开这个会议的，这些人一定该是要对真理有兴趣，而且是很关心福音的人。
So the participants of this council meeting must have interest in the truth and in spreading the truth.
那个第三节说
，Verse 3，
但与我同去的提多，他虽然是希利尼人，也没有勉强他受割礼。
Verse 3, yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
哦，你看到这里，他说提多是个希腊人啊，他是外邦人。
So here, Titus was a Gentile, he was a Greek.
那保罗呢，并没有要他受割礼，他信耶稣之后，他并没有行割礼。
And so Paul did not ask him to circumcise.
哦，那后来看起来他就跟着保罗一起同工，然后到处去传福音了。
And so he was a co-worker of Paul and spread gospel along with him.
哦，因此你知道提多他是从外邦来信主，所以他有很多的信仰都是转变过来的。他是从不信到变信之后，他现在做耶稣的门徒。
So Titus was a Gentile believer. He had changed a lot of his conceptions. From his olden days to the faith.
他现在进一步要成为教会里面的工人来牧养教会了。
Now furthermore, he is to become a worker of the church to pastor the church.
那提多这个人呢、啊，他跟保罗同工啊，他应该是 一个很有爱心的人哦。
So Titus should be a person of much love, one who is a coworker of Paul.
哦，他在提摩太后、哥林多后书里面，保罗特别提到他的一些作为。
In the book of 2 Corinthians, mentions some of his deeds.
我们现在看提摩太哥林多后书
，2 Corinthians
第七章
，2 Corinthians chapter 7。
哥林多后书第七章看第六节
，2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 6。
我们看第五节，从第五节读。
Verse five。
我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
Verse five. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears.
因为当时候保罗在传福音的过程里面遇到很多患难呢。
During the process of preaching the gospel, Paul had met with much conflicts.
他说外有征战，意思说有敌对者的阻挡，从外界来的那个很多的逼迫临到他们的身上。
So on the outside, there are many persecutions and adversaries that came upon them.
然后内有惧怕，表示当时候保罗的内心呢，一直挂念哥林多教会信徒的情况以及教会的发展。
And inside, Paul had fears, for he is always He always thought of the members in Corinth.
但是第六节就说，但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们。
But verse six, nevertheless, God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus.
第七节
，verse seven.
那不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们，因为他把你们的想念、哀恸和向我们的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
Verse 7, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more.
所以你看到这里啊，提多他就成为保罗的一个使者啊，他将哥林多教会的一些现的情况，他们对保罗的教导的反应呢，带来让保罗知道，哇，原来教会哥林多教会他们真的有改变了。
So Titus acted as a messenger for Apostle Paul to bring news of the church of Corinth, how they have changed, what were the reaction when they hear the truth.
让保罗的心里欢喜起来。
So that the heart of Paul was once again rejoiced.
所以他是一个保罗的一个同工，是一个使者，他带来好消息。
So he's a coworker of Paul. He's a messenger, and he brings good news.
他是被保罗派去关心那哥林多教会的。
He was sent by Paul to care for the church of Corinth.
那所以那个基本上我们就看到提多他是跟保罗同工。
So essentially, Titus is a coworker of Paul.
那这个人呢，带来好消息，让保罗心里欢喜。
And this individual brings good news to delight Paul.
我们再看第八章，哥林多后书第八章。
Let's read the 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章，我们现在看第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6.
第八章开始呢，就在讲这个当时候马其顿的教会呢，他们希望能够奉献一些财物来帮助在患难中的弟兄。
So here the members of Macedonia want to offer their wealth in aid for those who are in need.
他们当时候虽然自己很困苦，可能他们很希望能帮助在耶路撒冷受苦的这个信徒们。
At the time, although they lived themselves a harsh life, but they wanted to help the members who are suffering in Jerusalem.
看第五节
，verse five.
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
Verse 5, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God.
第六节说，因此我就劝提多，既然在你们中间开办这慈会的事，就当办成了。
Verse 6, so we urge Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well.
第七节说，你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心而待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
Verse 7, but as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also.
这是教会啊，这个在马其顿的众教会，他们要帮助奉献财物，要帮助患难的弟兄姐妹们，这件事情应该是提多开办的。 他发起这样一个工一个救济的工作。
So the work for the members in Macedonia to gather money to help out members in Jerusalem. This work must have started because of Titus.
保罗提醒提多，他说我劝他要把这个事情办好，也把它办完整。
And Paul encouraged Titus to complete this work that he had started.
因为当时候哥林多教会啊，他们有时候要奉献，可是一直迟迟没有行动啊，所以。这个时候保罗他本身 也很急啊，万一等一下如果要去真的要把这个钱送去的时候，他们教会都没有准备，那这样子不是很不好意思吗？
So for the members in Corinth, they are tarrying in gathering money to help out Jerusalem. So Paul was worried if the time comes, what should he do?
那要发起这个工作基本上要额外付出的。
And so in order to start this work, an extra effort must be paid.
我们看第十六节
，verse 16.
然后多谢神感动提多的心，叫他带你们殷勤像我一样。
16. But thanks to be to God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus.
十七节说，他固然是听了我的劝，但自己更是热心，情愿往你们那里去。
17. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord.
这是保罗呢，他在提出来那个。提多呢，他就是保罗的同工，他被保罗差派要去收集这些弟兄姐妹爱心的奉献，要带去耶路撒冷。
So here, Titus is the co-worker of God. He was sent by Titus to collect these sum of money to be sent to Jerusalem.
所以提多这个人基本上是很有爱心，很愿意帮助人的。
So essentially, Titus is a man of great much love.
而且也是真的很热心的人。
And he is a zealous worker.
在同样题目，哥林多后书第十二章呢
？And the Second Corinthians chapter 12.
我们现在再看第十二章
，Second Corinthians chapter 12.
第十八节
，verse 18.
第十八节说：“我劝了提多到你们那里去，又差那位弟兄与他同去。提多占过你们的便宜吗？我们行事不同是一个心灵吗？不同是一个脚踪吗？”
Verse 18, I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps?
所以在说明提多他跟保罗那个心智啊，服事的心智是一致的。
So here shows that the servitude of Titus is that one of the same as Paul.
他真的是在追随保罗他所留下的榜样啊，他对圣公很热心，他对人也很公正，他也不是为了要得到什么物质的好处，所以他真的是一股服侍弟兄姐妹的那种热心的。
So Titus truly follow after the example of Paul. He does not work for monetary gain or physical enjoyment.
所以当时候这个就是提多他在保罗的这个书信里面所提出来，他有一些美好的事迹。
Also, these are great works of Titus that are recorded by Paul in his letters.
我们现在看回来提多书。
So let's turn back to the book of Titus.
第一章
，Titus chapter 1,
第五节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 5.
那提多呢？他保罗在写信给他的时候呢，看起来他人应该至少在这个书信里面写说他是留在格里底这个地方的。
So when Paul had written the letter, Titus must have been in Crete.
或者是他曾经在这个地方，保罗特别写信提到他的一件事
，or he had been in Crete at some point, and Paul is mentioning him and his work there.
第五节说，我从前留你在格里底，又是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐的，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
Verse 5, for this reason I left you in Crete, think you that you should set in order the things that are lacking.And appoint elders in every city as I commanded you.
看起来他后来被保罗吩咐，保罗把他留在格里底这个地方啊，来牧养教会。
So it seems that Paul had left Titus in Crete to pastor the church.
代表使徒们来照管这个神的教会。
As a representative of an apostle to care for the church.
那他当时候也是一个传道者，所以呢，他到处去的，他被保罗差派到处去哦。
And Titus was a preacher. He was sent by Paul to different places.
所以你看那个第三章提多书第三章。
So Titus chapter 3.
第十二节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 12.
他说：“我打发马提亚亚提马，或是推基古到你那里去的时候，你要赶紧的往 尼哥波利去见我，因为我已经定义在那里过冬。
Verse 12, when I send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there.
保罗在写提多书的时候，他那时候人还是自由身，所以他还是到处去，他就特别交代提多说，我现在要到尼哥波利去的时候，你要到那边去跟我会面。
So at this time, Paul was still free of bound, so he is on his way to Nicopolis, and so he asked Titus to meet him there.
然后后来呢？所以你看，他就是到处去，然后去传福音的人呢。
So Titus is a preacher that goes to different places.
那最后我们在提摩太后书第四章的地方看到他最后的行踪。
And so in Second Timothy chapter 4, we can see the last location of Titus.
提摩太后书第四章的第十节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
这是保罗已经快要被处死了。他在归在监狱的时候，他提到提多往达马太去了。
So this is the time when Apostle Paul was about to be martyred, and he mentioned that Titus is on his way to Dalmatia.
那这个地方提到几个人物往几个地点，他提到这个提多往达马泰，达马泰就是应该在当时候马其顿的北边，这是另外一个省，在那里也有教会，所以提多往那个地方去关心神的教会了。
So Dalmatia is located north of Macedonia, and Titus was on his way to. There are members and church there, so Titus is on his way there.
这是从保罗的书信里面看到最后提多他的行踪。
So this is the last record of the movement of Titus.
那当然之后他继续做什么事情，圣经都没有记录，我们就不知道了。
What Titus had done afterwards, we do not know from the Bible.
但是可能教会一些历史说明，他说可能提多后来又回到格里里这个地方了。
But perhaps some documents had recorded how Titus had returned to Crete.
那所以提多书呢，基本上就是保罗专门写给他，要他去怎么样去照管教会，要勉励信徒怎样过一个真的合乎真理的生活，让这个神的道理实现在每一个人的生活当中，变成很活泼的信仰。
So the book of Titus is written to Titus so that he knows how to pastor the church, and so that the members of the church can have a lively spirit through the truth and how he should instruct them to live a godly life.
那这个教会里面呢，每一件事情呢都是有次序的，有人在关心，然后这个教会里面的信徒每一个人都是很活泼、真实的信仰，所以这个整个教会变成熟。
So in the church, all of the matters they have assigned personnel to take care of it. Everything should be in order, and then the spirituality of the members are all lively, and the church continues to grow.
在提多书啊，保罗一般他写的书信的时候，他一开始都会先介绍他自己是谁。
In the letters of Paul, in the beginning of the letter, usually he will introduce himself.
然后他就会大概说明一下他那个福音的工作。
And he will
他的身份是从这个福音指派过来的。
And he will reiterate his own role or his office as the as appointed to him for the gospel.
我们看提多书第一章一开头保罗他的自我介绍。
Titus chapter 1, his self introduction.
第一节说，神的仆人耶稣基督的使徒保罗，凭着神显明的信心跟敬虔真理的知识。第二节，盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生。三节，到了日期，借着传扬的功夫把他的道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托了我。第四节，现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道做真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。那这段圣经呢，就是保罗在介绍他自己，他介绍福音。
So at these passages, Paul not only introduced himself, but also introduced the gospel.
他说明了神的这个永生之道。
He had spoken about the eternal life and the internal teachings of God.
这个神是无谎言的神。
This God cannot lie.
所以神是诚实的，信实的。
So God is faithful and truthful.
保罗他现在说，他现在所得到这个使徒的职分是从神来的，神给的。
So here, Paul's apostleship is appointed by God.
自万古以先，神所应许的。
It is a promise to him before the creation.
这个应许就是福音带给我们的永生的盼望。
And this promise is the hope of eternal life in the gospel.
那这个福音呢，在这个日期满足的时候呢，就借着传扬的功夫把它显明了，把这个永生的道显明出来。
And in due time, this word of preaching was manifested.
那保罗是按着主耶稣基督的这个命令来做这个传道功夫的人。
And so Paul preached the gospel according to the instruction of Jesus Christ.
然后他现在把这个命令、这个责任要托付给下一代的提多。
And now he is entrusting this mission to the next generation, to Titus.
为什么保罗他在一开始介绍自己的时候，他特别这么详细，讲得这么清楚啊？
Why is that? Did he so meticulously describe himself and the gospel in the beginning?
因为当时的教会啊，有一些假师傅、传异端的人在质疑保罗他使徒的身份。
Because at the time there are some false teachers that questions the status of Paul.
当时候在格里底这个地方的信徒啊，他们有一些道理不明白的，就被这个异端迷惑了。
And some members in Crete who are not well established in the teachings, they were deceived.
所以保罗借他的这个书信呢，要教导信徒们要能够分辨是非，分别什么是真理，什么是要说假的异端。
So through this letter, Paul wants the members to be able to discern what is the truth and what are heresies.
那所以在第一章的第十节那里就特别说明，当时候有一些人不服耶稣。
So chapter 1 verse 10, it speaks of many who were insubordinate.
那他们讲虚空的话语，欺哄人，连那个奉割礼的更是这样子。
And they were idle talkers and deceivers, and some of those are circumcised.
所以当时候有一些错误的教导在教会当中流传。
So there are some false teachings that circulate in the church.
这是整个教会当时候大环境。
So this is the environment of the church at large.
然后在克里特，就是这个格里底这个地方啊， so, 他们当时候这里的人的那个习俗啊，他们的那个一般的做法又特别很特殊的。
So the people and the custom and the traditions of Crete is especially strange.
我们看第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
那当时候有格里底中的一个本地先知说啊，格里底人常常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。
So verse 12, one of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.
第十三节说他们这个见证是真的。
And 13, this testimony is true.
表示当时候那个社会上的相处的人呢、啊，那些人的一般的做法都是讲谎话的。
So it means the customs and the practice of the people at the time, they often lie.
他们是又馋又懒，像恶兽一样。
And they are evil and lazy at the same time.
那所以你看，它整个环境来说是非常的不友善，而且对真理都是敌对的。
So the environment at large is unfriendly and it's against the truth.
那当时候保罗呢，他在提重点给提多。而且他教导要他注意小心的时候，他特别都强调这个生活上你要怎么样活出一个榜样，让这些又馋又懒的人看出你是耶稣的门徒是不一样的。
So in the encouragement of Paul to Titus, he encouraged him to be a good example for these lazy and evil members.
他不信耶稣的人，他们可以又馋又懒做一些他们想做的事情，但是信主的人就不可以这样子。
Those who do not believe in Christ, they can afford to continue their own ways, but those who have believed in Christ cannot.
所以我们信主的人要学习做正经的事业，我们一定要有一个工作，让我们的生活有重心。
So those who believe in the Lord, we must have our own profession, a respectable profession, so there is a focus in our life.
我们现在看第三章的第十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
三章十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
并且我们的人要学习正经事业，预备所需用的，免得不结果子。
14, and let our people also learn to maintain good works to meet urgent needs that they may not be unfruitful.
所以我们属神的人，当然我们生活我们的方式，我们所作所为跟一般没有信的人是不同的。
So those of us who believe in the Lord, the deeds that we perform are different from others.
所以他当时候的整个社会环境。
So this is the social condition at the time.
那这封信保罗他写完之后，他要有人带去给提多。
So after the letter is written, he needs someone to pass it to Titus.
看起来这封信是由第三章第十三节所记载的这希纳跟亚波罗他们去做的，他们去送的。
It seems like based on chapter 13, verse 13, it was Zenas and the lawyer Apollos who had sent the letter.
所以一般相信这两个人就是当时把这封信带去给提多 的带信者。
So generally we believe these were the two individuals who brought the letter to Paul.
那这个提多书里面，他现在保罗他所强调的一个重点呢，在我们如果在读圣经的时候，会看到有一些字眼重复的出现的。
So when we study the book of Titus, we will see a few terms that are repeatedly was mentioned.
他讲现在提多他本身做一个牧者，他现在讲道理的时候，一定要把这个纯正的道理讲明白。
So Titus, as a shepherd of the truth, he needs to articulate clearly the teachings of God.
这个道理不但他自己要讲明白，他说连你现在将来在教会里面所设立的长老监督呢，都要把这个道理教训给信徒明白。
And not only he himself must be absolutely clear of the truth, and the elders that he had appointed, they themselves also need to be clear of the truth.
所以提多书里面在一直在提到这个纯正的道理。
So Book of Titus keep repeating the pure faith.
我们现在看第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章九节这一段，从五节到九节这一段是在讲这个设立长老他的资格。
From verse 5 to 9 speaks of the requirements to ordain elders.
那这个资格第九节说要坚守所教真实的道理，又要就能够将纯正的教训劝化人，又能够把争辩的人驳倒了。
And so the requirements in verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to both exhort and to convict those who contradict.
所以你看他现在长老本身，他说要自己被这个真实的道理所教导之后呢，要把这个纯正的教训劝化人。
And after they have held fast to the faithful word, they must be able to teach the doctrine.
第十三节
verse 13.
他说这个先生是真的，所以你要严严的责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。
Verse 13. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith.
那这个纯全无疵的真道啊，跟那个假先知、假师傅所讲那个异端是对比的。
And so this true testimony, this sound faith is against the false teachers' heresies.
第一章的第十节到第十四节这一段呢，第十五节这一段基本上在讲当时传异端假师傅他们所讲的信息以及他们本身的为人。
Chapter 1, verse 10 to 14 talks about the message of the false teachers and the personalities of these false teachers.
这里你看那些当时那些传异教者是怎么样？是不服耶稣的，自高自大的啦。
So these false prophets, they are insubordinate and they are prideful.
讲空虚的话，欺骗人的。
They speak idle words.
他说他们是贪不义之财的人。
And they lust after the unrighteous gains.
第十一节说，他们将不该教导的教导人了。
Verse 11, he teaches things which they ought not to teach.
那些错误的教导要败坏人的全家。
And it is to pollute the people's household.
那败坏人的全家，其实是你看今天一个家庭如果有异端，被异端影响真的那个整个家就没办法合一。然后这个家庭就四分五裂，然后从这个家庭的角度可以扩展到整个教会是一样的。
So once a family is corrupted, then there will be division and factions within the family, and this division will spread into the church.
哦，所以你看，这个败坏人的全家，不但这个自己的家庭会被异端影响，连整个教会有可能都被异端侵蚀，然后这个道理就偏了。
So when a household is subverted, not only that very household it would be divided and corrupted, the corruption will also spread into the church.
哦，所以你看现在第十四节说。
So verse 14.
他说你要不听犹太人荒谬的言语跟离弃真道之人的诫命。
So not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men.
因为当时候有些所谓的荒谬的话，就是一些争论、愚拙无学问的一些辩论，在教会里面流传一些错误的思想。
So there are many unwise arguments and debates coming out of the members.
那现在提多书里面特别强调说，我们要能够在真道上纯全无疵，就是我们持守是真正纯真的道理。
So the Titus was encouraged to hold fast to the pure faith.
那我们再看第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
但你所讲的道理总要合乎那纯正的道理啊。
But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine.
所以现在保罗说，提多，你现在去教导别人的时候，你自己要把真理搞清楚。
So now you are about to teach the members, you must have the sound doctrine.
现在要告诉信徒怎么过日子，怎么过敬虔的生活，要能够实践真理，这个教导很重要，一定是要正确的。
And so now that you are speaking the truth from the Bible, asking people to live a godly life and manifest the truth, then you yourself must understand the truth.
只有在真理是正确、纯正的基础上面，我们的生活才有可能是真理化。
Only when the doctrine is founded on pure faith and pure truth, can the members truly live a godly life?
我们的生活才真的可以纯全无疵啊。
Can our life be pure and blameless?
你看第二章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
劝老年人要有节制，要端庄自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要纯全无疵。
Verse 2, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience.
就看到说，生活要纯全无疵，是从道理上纯正来的。
So to be able to live a reverent life, it comes from a sound doctrine.
那所以现在其实从第二章开始呢，那个提多书里面它的重点就在讲说，你现在各种不一样年龄的人哦，应该要怎么样过敬虔的生活，才是真的是纯全无疵的生活。
So starting chapter 2, it speaks of for the members, no matter which age you are, how they ought to live a godly life.
所以第二章它的重点就在讲我们日常生活应该要注意的灵修重点。
So chapter 2 talks about the focus of our spiritual cultivation in our daily life.
它也告诉我们要怎么样具体来过这个敬虔的生活。
And it also teaches us how to practically live a godly life.
那第三章呢，它就在讲说我们在这个社会面对这个整个社会是说谎话的、不友善的，然后又是这种敌对真理的环境下，我们应该要用什么态度来面对它。
And chapter 3 teaches us how we should face the world. One is unfriendly, one is false, and filled with heresies.
第三章第一节说
，Chapter 3 verse 1，
你要提醒众人哦，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的，遵他的命，预备行各样的善事。
Verse 1, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work.
第二节说
，Verse 2,
不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
To speak evil of no one, peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men.
那这个就是你看在我们的社会上的生活上面，我们应该要保持的原则。
So these are the principles we need to hold fast in our social life.
因为我们相信这个历史权力是掌握在神手上，是神给的。
For we believe history and authority is in the hands of God. It is granted by God.
那神他主导历史的走向，所以神要给谁权力，让谁掌权，就是神。既然是尊重神，那我们就顺服这些做官的。所以目的就是不要毁谤，不要争竞，然后让我们可以有一个安静的心来持守道理，过信仰的生活。
And so since we know that God is the author of history and He is the leader of us. So since we trust in him, we should also submit to the authorities appointed by God.
这是对外面的环境我们应该有态度。
And so this is the attitude we should hold for our environment outside.
对教会内部里面有一些异端的传异端在那边活动，在传讲的时候，我们应该怎么样去面对呢
？So how should we resolve the issues inwardly, the heresies that are spreading in church?
第三章第九节
，Chapter 3, verse 9，
他说要掩蔽无知的辩论和家谱的空谈以及纷争，并因律法而起的争竞，因为这都是虚妄无益的。
Verse 9, but avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless.
第十节说，分门结党的人仅借过一两次就要弃绝他了。
Verse 10, reject the divisive men after the first and second admonition.
第十一节说，因为知道这等人已经被盗犯了罪，自己明知不是，还是去做。
Verse 11, knowing that such a person is robbed in sinning, being self-condemned.
所以就看到说，面对内部的教会的一些问题人物的时候，我们应该怎么去相处
？So facing the difficult individuals in the church, we know how we should maintain our relationship.
首先，我们自己掩蔽这些无知的辩论跟这些没有帮助的空谈。
First, to refrain from all the disputes and useless divisions.
以及一些纷争，因为律法而起的增进，就是对这些风俗习惯、一些旧约的律法里面的应该有的做法，有一些不一样的这个。做法的时候，他说要避免造成纷争，因为他说这是无益的。
And any contention that had arise due to the laws or the old traditions and how to perform certain things to shine away from these disputes.
在教会里面造成纷争、分门结党的这些人，他说教会警戒过两次，如果他不听，就弃绝他，所以就不要跟着他们起舞。所以因为这些人。已经犯了罪，明明知道不是，但是还继续去做，那我们只能够掩蔽，不要被污染。
So these instigators of divisions and factions in the church, once we have admonished them once or twice, if they continue on doing their own ways, then we should refrain from it and remove ourselves from them.
哦，这个就是其实就提多书这整个大概的大纲的介绍，就是从第一章、第二章到第三章。
And so this is the outline of the book of Titus.
那从第三章十二节到最后，就是它的最后的结语跟问安了。
And so from chapter 3 verse 12 until the end are the last greetings.
他还在讲说要能够在生活当中过敬虔的日子，然后来实践真理，就在我们的生活当中能够联系起来。真的生活真理化是要有信仰做基础的。
So truly to live a truthful life, we need the true teaching, true doctrines as our basis and to manifest the truth by living a godly life.
我们要在生活当中真的实现真理，那个信仰基础在第三章第三节到第八节就写得很清楚了。
So in order for us to manifest the truth, we need to live a godly life. This teaching is recorded from chapter 3 verse 3 to 8.
第三节说，我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑、服事各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
Verse 3, for we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
这是说明我们过去在最终生活的这实况。
This is a description of a life in sin.
第四节说。
Verse 4,
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候
But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared
现在是主耶稣基督的救恩临到我们他神向我们显他的慈爱
Now the salvation and the grace of Jesus Christ befall upon us
第五节说他便救了我们并不是因为我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新
Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing and of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督的怜悯，他的恩典临到我们，我们今天能够有重生的喜，有圣灵的更新，这不是我们自己有什么好，而是 真的是神的恩典。
So when the grace and the blessing of God fall upon us, so that we may have a regeneration, of spirit and wash renewing of the Holy Spirit, it's not due to our own works, but His grace.
第六节说，圣灵是神借着耶稣基督，我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Verse 6, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
这是我们今天要过一个敬虔生活的力量来源，就是从圣灵来的。
So the source of power, to live a godly life is from the Holy Spirit, which comes from God.
我们的生活可以真理化，最终的目标，我们的盼望，在第七节说，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
And our hope, in living a truthful and a godly life is in verse 7, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
这一段描述其实就是整个我们福音救恩的基本道理。
So this section, the section is our basic belief in the gospel.
这是我们之所以能够有一个不同生活的基础。
This is the foundation for us to live a different life.
然后我们现在要过，要让真敬虔的这个道理跟我们的生活联系在一起，那个我们的方法记载在第二章。
And so the method in which we can unite, can connect the truth and a godly life and in us is in chapter 2.
我们看第二章的第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章十一节说，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来了。
Verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
十二节，教训我们要除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世至守公义，敬虔度日。
Verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
十三节说，要等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
13, looking forward the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们今天领受主耶稣的恩典。
Today we receive the grace of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要我们成为圣洁。
Jesus Christ wants us to be holy.
我们要保守我们的心。
We need to guard our hearts.
所以他说，先除去不敬虔的心。
So first, remove ourselves of ungodliness.
因为不敬虔的心，神是知道的，神最后都会审判的。
For God can see the ungodliness in us, and He will judge us according to it.
我们要除去世俗的情欲。
We must remove ourselves from worldly lust.
那这个情欲就是今生的骄傲，肉体的。你看，今生的骄傲，肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
And this lust is the pride of life, the lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh.
那我们可以在今世，他说自守，就是常常能够保守自己。
So that we should can live soberly, always keeping ourselves.
攻克己身。
Always submit our body
行神的公义
to do the righteousness of God
然后敬虔度日
and to live a godly life
在我们的生活当中让这个敬虔的道理跟这个神的这个真理、能够联系在一起
So in our life let us connect godliness with the truth of God
让我们的生活真的能够显出善行的榜样
So that in our life we can truly be an example of good works.
当时候保罗就特别强调提多，你这个人本身要先做榜样，把它做出来。
So Paul stressed that Titus, you must first be an example.
我们看第七节
，verse 7，
你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样来，在教训上要正直端庄。
For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility.
第八节说，言语纯全，无可指责，叫那反对的人，既无处可说我们的不是，便自觉羞愧了。
Verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you.
所以这里在讲他这个真正的，我们如果能够先做出来，我们就有体会，我们就是在做榜样。
So if these things we do, then we will have experience and we can be an example.
别人也可以看出说，这个真理在我们身上已经被具体的活化出来了。
And others may see that the truth has been lived out in our life.
别人要来反对我们，要来攻击我们的道理，基本上他找不到我们生活上的把柄了。
And our opponent cannot find any fault in our life.
所以他们就自觉羞愧。
And so they will be ashamed.
那当然就是福音得胜。
And then the gospel shall triumph.
那主耶稣基督他的名就被高举。
And Jesus Christ's name will be exalted.
因为我们的生活在生活当中真的是活出耶稣基督的形象。
For in our life we live out the image of Christ.
希望这样的一个介绍让我们在读提多书的时候能够掌握更多的信息，然后让我们真的在生活当中活出真理。
I hope that such an introduction can help us to understand the teachings in Titus so that we can live out a godly life.
我们一起来唱诗398首。
Let's sing hymn number 398.